And now for our top films of the year.
Ah!
There we go. Cynthia,
all right.
Talk to me about your top favorite films of the year.
Indie films, I'd say 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, and Her were three films that moved me one way.
American Hustle, and your third one was?
Her, which is the film that I was mentioning that Joaquin Phoenix stars in the voice of Scarlett Johansson. And it's about the digital age and loneliness and making connection with human beings. My foreign films, Blue is the Warmest Color, The Past, and The Hunt documentary, The Crash Reel, 20 Feet from Stardom, Dirty Wars, and also Rising from the Ashes.
You're going to have to, when you pick out two or three of those, and tell us a little more about each one so we can remind our listeners what they're about.
As I mentioned, Her was about connecting in this day and age of computers and digital technology. Blue, you've heard our review, just raved about those fantastic performances about being in love and being obsessed. Documentary, The Crash Reel, about Kevin Pierce, 17-year-old world champion snowboarder who has a terrible crash and a traumatic brain injury, and the 2 years that he takes coming back is just phenomenal.
And 12 Years a Slave, it sounds like, again, you think that's going to be right at the top of your list.
Yes.
Okay. That's Cynthia Haynes' picks for the top films of the year. Bob Butler, let's come over to you here. What do you think?
Definitely among foreign films, Blue is the Warmest Color just blew me away.
The film we just talked about the coming of age of a young woman.
Among American independent films, I'm a big fan of Fruitvale Station, a recreation of the last day of a young African-American man who was killed by cops on the BART line in San Francisco on New Year's evening. I loved Mud, another Matthew McConaughey wonder about – it's basically about
Huck and Finn.
Finn and Tom Sawyer discover a dreamer living on a landlocked boat in the middle of the bayou. It's pretty fantastic. Enough said. We haven't said anything about this one yet. Nicole Holofcener's film with James Gandolfini and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
You guys really played that up pretty good when you were here.
Lovely contemporary love story about people who are a little bit over the hump, as it were, age-wise, finding something.
And the name of that film is what again?
Enough Said.
Enough Said. Okay.
And then, well, Nebraska. Come on, guys.
You're going to put it there?
I am. Oh, my documentary. I fell in love with Stories We Tell, Sarah Polley's documentary about discovering that her father isn't her father.
Oh, yeah. I really like that film. Yeah.
That was from earlier
in the year,
yeah,
right?
Most documentaries are about an issue like blackfish, about captivity for these giant marine mammals. This was a very personal documentary, but it stuck with me for a long time.
Okay. Steve Walker, let's turn to you here.
Do you want to hear the ones I've – my whole 10, or do you want to hear the ones –
Why don't you walk through your 10 and describe them to us, too, a little bit.
The Angels Share. I'm surprised Cynthia forgot that. Scottish
film.
That
was 2012. I looked it up.
No, it was – I reviewed it in, like, May
but
this
it was,
year.
Oh,
well,
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Well, that's fine. Anyway, it's about a Scottish heist in a whiskey factory. Funny,
the title
sweet.
Of that again is what?
The Angels Share.
Very fabulous, charming. Fabulous movie. I agree with Steve.
Mud, which Bob mentioned, Nebraska, Blue Jasmine, The Hunt, which is a Danish film about a school teacher who's charged with molesting a child, and the whole town's kind of either for him or against him as that case unravels. The Place Beyond the Pines, which is Derek Cianfrance's film with Ryan Gosling and Bradley Cooper, sort of about the sins of the fathers. Gosling's a hustler and a thief, and Cooper's a ambitious cop, and their lives intersect, and then the lives of their sons intersect several years later.
Yeah.
12 Years a Slave, Blackfish, the documentary about the terrible, tragic goings-on behind the scenes of ocean parks, water parks.
SeaWorld. In particular.
Blue is the Warmest Color, and the last one is, we have not mentioned, is Sister. Also stars Léa Seydoux from Blue is the Warmest Color. It's a French film about a kid who is he's like 12 or 13. He's a thief at a lush ski resort. And it contrasts the life of the people he's stealing from with his very modest, troubled life down at the bottom of the mountain with his mom, or is it his sister, or what? It's a beautiful film.
Yeah.
So, question. Of any of the films we've mentioned here, I know that they'll be slotted into the foreign film category or the documentary film category at the Oscars. Is there a chance any of these films could be the best picture of the year from the Academy?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I think it's headed towards 12 Years a Slave, personally.
But. Oh,
and American Hustle. I think that's going to get a lot of lot of attention.
So for the wrong reason, in my opinion. I did not like it at all. But
yeah. If our listeners have some ideas about their pick for the top film of the year, we're talking about independent foreign and documentary films here. 816-235-2888 is our phone number here, our email address, UpToDate@KCUR.org. You can also tweet us at KCUR UpToDate. Again, if you want to make a recommendation for your top film of the year, 816-235-2888, Steve.
The Kansas City Film Critics, though, we three are in that circle. We vote Sunday afternoon, so you should be hearing on Monday, if not Sunday night, what the Kansas City Film Critics, where their votes are going. It's always a very lively discussion and debate.
I bet. We sent out a – it'd be fun to tape that and listen to it. I'd be interested in hearing that sometime. We sent out a tweet to some other local film folks this morning asking them for their favorite indie documentary and foreign films of 2013. Here's what they had to say. At KC Film Fest, and that's the Kansas City Film Fest, that nominates Fruitvale Station, The Act of Killing, Ain't Them Body Saints, and Short Term 12. Ain't Them Body Saints is about what?
It's sort of a Texas gothic noir about with Casey Affleck as a young man who goes to prison and leaves his wife pregnant behind, and then he escapes and tries to make his way back to her. I found it overwrought myself.
Okay.
Short Term 12, Steve, you ought to address this. I mean, this is, well, I thought, a wonderful,
it's
wonderful
about
film.
A psychiatric facility for teenagers and the staff
who are barely.
No, it's not. It's it's a fiction
but
film.
But it feels like a documentary.
It feels very real, and it's a very good film.
What was the other film on that list?
The Act of Killing.
Wow.
That's the most repellent movie I've ever seen in my life, and it's because it asks these people who were members of the Khmer Rouge to come back and just let's have a jolly time reenacting our murders.
It's disturbing. It's supposed to be disturbing.
It's supposed to be disturbing, but it's, anyway, I'm disappointed to see it on these people's
scene
list.
Scene stealer Eric, that's Eric Moline. He nominates The Act of Killing, Ain't Them Bodies Saints, Short Term 12, Mud, Spring Breakers, which is...
Oh, that was the Harmony Korine girls in bikinis go to Florida and get involved with a gangsta.
With a great performance
by James Franco. I nominated him for one of the awards.
I did, too, for supporting actor. Yeah.
In the foreign film category, Eric Moline sticks Blue is the Warmest Color. The Past, which is...
By the director of Separation, it is a fantastic story from Iran about a family in crisis.
Okay. And then he also includes The Hunt.
Right, yep. Which I had mentioned. And I'm glad he has a hijacking on
here. Me too.
This is the foreign version of the Captain
Danish.
Phillips. Oh, Danish version.
And
of
much
the,
better, in my opinion.
Much better. Good for you, Eric, because I almost put it on my top 10. Not to shame Captain Phillips, because it's a respectable film.
But this is so much better.
Yes. We want to hear your favorite indie doc and foreign films, too. Tweet us your favorites at KCUR UpToDate. We'll post our own critics' top 10 films on our website, KCUR.org. Let's get a phone call here from Lisa from Kansas City, Missouri. Lisa, good morning.
Hello, good morning. The show today.
Good, thanks. Go quickly, Lisa.
My top pick indie film, hands down, director Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave. I think Michael Fassbender's performance, absolutely stellar, phenomenal ensemble cast, and I'm excited. Those 7 Globe nominations, 4 SAG nominations. Definitely 12 Years a Slave, my pick for Best Motion Picture.
All right, Lisa. Well, thank you for the phone call. And I want to thank our critics, Steve Walker, Cynthia Haynes, Bob Butler. Thank you all for a great year.
Thank
Happy
you.
New Year.
Oh, yeah.
See you in January.